is an exclusive presentation of the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome in, BYU Cougar basketball fans, to another edition of Cougar Pregame Live, and it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Pipe down, Pepperman Patty. You should be grateful we even invited you on Cougar Pregame Live. Plus, the turkey and fixins are coming tomorrow. Plenty to be thankful for during the holidays. Gather around the fireside, everyone. Let us share what we're thankful for during this holiday season, or at least I'll tell you what I'm thankful for during this holiday season. I'm grateful for my family. I've got a wife and two wonderful kids, loving parents, family members, and friends who love and care for me a lot. I am also thankful for the faith that I have. It gives me strength each and every day. And I'm also thankful for basketball and thankful to be the host of Cougar Pregame Live. Thought I'd give you a little cheese there before we have the turkey and stuffing and pie tomorrow. Cougar fans should be grateful for BYU basketball coach Dave Rose. You could argue his NCAA tournament credentials and maybe his lack of consistent wins against big-time opponents. You could say you'd like a little bit more, but you do realize he's not coaching Kentucky, North Carolina, or Duke, right? You do remember that win at Gonzaga last year, which was huge in the last regular season game. You know what, fans? He has a competitive basketball team every year that's entertaining to watch. Only twice has he not made the NCAA tournament. Both times, Cougs played in the NIT. And he's a great recruiter, too. You don't realize the good recruits he has until they get here and you see them play. And the players are grateful for Coach Rose, too, and the confidence he expresses in this team. One of his big-time recruits, Nick Emery, he's really grateful for Coach Rose.
I think just Coach Rose in this offense, he just trusts us that we're going to knock down shots, and he just is confident that, you know, if we miss one, that we're going to make the next one, and that's what's great about Coach Rose.
Cougar basketball fans are probably grateful for Nick Emery, too. Think about this. In that game against Long Beach State, he was only 1-for-8 for 2 points and one steal in that game. He was coming off the bench. In the next game, granted, we know that the competition wasn't that great, but against Adams State, it was just the opposite. He came off the bench, only played 24 minutes, but he was 9-of-14 from the field, 2-of-6 from three-point land, scored 20 points, had 6 assists, and also 3 steals. Emery didn't start out hot. It's the steals that got him going.
You know, I feel good. Whenever coach calls your number, you have to be ready. And, you know, whether that's coming off the bench or whether that's starting, I think, you know, coming off the bench, you get to kind of see how the game's going. And I think starting is obviously a good thing. And I'm just excited. It's going to be fun.
And that's right. Nick is going to be starting this game tonight. He's being tabbed to take over for Jake Toulson. Only played 15 minutes in the last game. Of course, the minutes were spread around a lot. Expect Jake to still come off the bench and play a lot. But Nick's actually pretty excited to get things going. As I said, those steals, they really help him out a lot.
I think you just got to read the situation, read the defender's eyes. And I feel like we're very good at anticipating. And you know, with the way we play defense and help side, it's kind of easier to see the ball. And, you know, getting out in those passing lanes is it's fun. You know, when you get that steal and go lay it in, it gets the team going.
And did I mention he also had 6 assists? He's not going to be the primary ball handler. That's still going to be Kyle Collinsworth in this game and the games probably going forward within this next month. The big question for Nick, now that he's going to be starting, is he going to be the guy that's going to be starting the opposing point guard, you know, that quick guy? if he is, he may not get as many steals as you think, or he may get as many steals as he did the last game because he's going to be the one anticipating the pass back to the point guard. Now, Coach Rose, he talked about how they really need to have a breakout. I equate that as a quick start, and that's why they're starting Nick Emery. Long Beach State was the only game that they started out quickly, and then they quickly slowed down and got down by double digits. And do you remember that UVU game, that game that started out the season where I think the four-minute break was still 4-2 in favor of BYU? BYU needs a quick start, and that's probably why Nick Emery is out there to hopefully give them a quick start in this game. Speaking of the 49ers, just mentioned them, of Long Beach, Kyle Davis. He's actually thankful for that game.
I can speak for everyone. I say it still. We still just have a terrible taste in our mouth from that game, and it's something that we keep wanting to improve on and make sure something like that doesn't happen, that we don't shoot ourselves in the foot so bad with turnovers and free throws and poor offensive execution. So I think moving forward, we're going to look back on that game as perhaps a positive thing because it helped elevate our team to a higher level and helped us improve in ways that we needed to be more successful down the line.
Sometimes a loss is good motivation. I'm sure Cougar fans are also thankful for a good low post game, and boy, they need that. They need those guys to work out for them. You noticed a difference in the past few games having guys that can score in the low posts. It's Kyle Davis, we just mentioned, 17 points in his first game, 10 in the last two games. But he also has almost 40 rebounds total on the season. And then we could talk about Corbin Kafusi. Wow, 17 points against Long Beach State, 14 points against Adams State, showing a low post game that we didn't expect that he would have. It's necessary for these guys to keep scoring if BYU wants to be a good team and an NCAA tournament team. You know, U2's famous song, "Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For"? That's not the Cougars, according to Nick Emery. They know who they are.
Yeah, I think the first three or four games, we're kind of trying to figure out who we are and what our style of play is and how we play together. And I think Adams State, we kind of found our identity, who we are and how we play. And I think it's just a huge confidence boost going into this next stretch that we have. And you know, it's going to be a battle, but, you know, we're finding ourselves, and I think that's the most important thing.
This is game number four, so the learning process should be about over, and competition is going to get stiff next week when BYU takes on the University of Utah. Dave Rose, he's thankful for a deep roster. If one guy gets cold, you can probably go find someone else that can fill in for you. Just look at some of these guys who are coming off the bench. Jordan Chapman, he's only played a total of 31 minutes, but he's 6-for-11 from the floor. And in the games he's played, he's averaging about 5 points a game. You got Jake Toulson, who's now going to be coming off the bench. Also, Zach Selyus, who's coming off the bench. These guys aren't averaging a lot, but they're more than willing to come in and play on the wing if any of the guys get hold. And the Cougars are probably thankful that Mississippi Valley State is in town. As I said, tough teams are coming. And by the way, Maui Invitational going on right now. Other tournaments going on right now. Tough competition against some of these teams. Ignore that. BYU, you're going to get your chance. It's a good time to work out the kinks right now. And Coach Dave Rose says the Delta Devils will still be a pretty, well, maybe not stiff test, but at least a test.
This team is similar to the team we played the other night as far as the kind of an undersized team that really will spread the floor. They have a different guy every night who seems to be their leading scorer. He plays a lot of guys. They played Air Force to, you know, a one-point game over there. And so it's really – they're very athletic. They run their half-court offense pretty good, and defensively they switch up a lot. I mean, we'll see a lot of different looks, traps, full-court traps, half-court traps, zones, man-to-man, switching man-to-man. So it's one of those games where, you know, it could tend to where if you're not really focused in executing, that you're going to turn the ball over a lot. There'll probably be a lot of possessions in this game. And
it's interesting. He talks about MVSU liking to get up and down the floor. The most points they've scored was against Air Force in that one-point loss, and that was 64 points. They lost by 34 to Grand Canyon in their last game, shot 37% from the field, 53% from the free throw line, only scored 46 points against New Mexico State on 26% shooting. I'm sure Dave's just trying to keep the team ready for whatever's going to come at them, even if it is going to be a cupcake. So gather around the radio for good old BYU basketball butt-kicking tonight, even if you're traveling over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house for tomorrow's holiday.
My grandmother lives in a condominium.
It's okay, Charlie Brown. I'm sure she has a radio or streaming device to listen to tonight's action on the hardwood. She'll probably even like former Cougar basketball player Mark Durant, who'll be speaking with next on Cougar Pregame Live. It's Thanksgiving Eve on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live, and joining me now from the Marriott Center is BYU basketball analyst Mark Durant. Mark, I talked about what I was thankful for prior to Thanksgiving. You want to give a shout-out to anyone that you know prior to Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for Cleon Wall and the amazing job he does every game. He's my hero. He is awesome.
Wow. You want to go a little bit deeper? Family, anyone like that?
You are my family. You mean a lot to me, Cleon. No, I mean, this is a great time of year, and you wonder why play a game on Thanksgiving Eve, but I think it's great. Time for a family to have an activity, get together, and have some fun and listen to some Cougar basketball. It's a big part of my life, so I'm thankful for BYU and for basketball and what it's done for me and the lessons it's taught me. And so my family will be here, and we'll go and have a good time and watch the game and have a dinner after. I mean, that's what this time of year is about for me is family, and I think that's what it's about for everybody. So what better way to spend time with your family than watching the Cougs play?
Oh, and they're big Cougar basketball fans, I know that. And thank you, by the way, for the kind words. I appreciate it. Hey, let's dive in. Nick Emery, now a starter. You and Greg kind of talked about this during the last game against Adams State. If you take away that last game, are you surprised that it came this early? I mean, we see the last game. He had 20 points. He had six assists. He had three steals. Are you a little surprised it's coming this early in the season, fourth game of the season, Nick Emery, starter for BYU?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's quick for fans, as we've only seen a couple of games. But, I mean, they've been practicing since, early October and went to Europe. The coaches know where the players are at, and I think coaches realize it's time for that. It's not that Jake's playing poorly. It's just that Nick brings a certain dimension to this team. I think they play better when he's on the floor. His ability to penetrate, not just shoot the three, but penetrate, I think puts defenses on their heels. He's a dynamic defender. He's quick. He's quicker on the perimeter. I think BYU's lacking some quickness on the perimeter, which I think they need. I think with him on the floor, they're a better defensive team on a whole and have a little bit more of another dimension offensively when you have a guy that can really penetrate from the wing and is a dual threat to both shoot the three and get to the rim. So I just think, it's a natural progression. I think we all knew that Nick Emery was going to be a star here and would play a lot regardless of whether he was starting or not. But I think the Adams State game was something that kind of really cemented in people's minds that BYU is a better team when he's on the floor. And, again, that's not a knock on Jake. No bigger Jake Toulson fan than me. And just because you're not starting doesn't mean you're not going to play. I realized that when I played here. It's nice to say you're a starter, but what mattered to me was how many minutes I played, how the team did when I was on the floor, and who was on the floor at the end of the game. So Jake will be a big part of this team and may, who knows, may get that starting job back. But right now, I think it was clear from the other night, at least from that small sample size, that Nick really brings a lot to this team that they need right now. And I think it's a smart move. We'll see how it works.
You talked about Jake Toulson. You've been around players who are benched like him, and it's not like, as you said, he's not going to get any playing time. But what do you do as a teammate to keep him going so that he doesn't get down and that his play continues at a high level, even though now he's coming off the bench?
Well, listen, it all depends on the personality of the kid, but I know Jake a little bit. I think the world of him. He's such a good young man. He's not going to let him get it down. As a competitive athlete, sure, it's something that is going to bother you. And so what do? You either let that eat at you or use that as a motivating factor for you and try and get better. I think he'll choose the latter. And, as teammates, listen, you go through a lot together. You're here every day for 4 or 5 hours working, sweating, and you're traveling together. You become their best friends. And he's not going to be for lack of support from the guys on the team and the coaches. And I have no doubt that Jake Toulson is the kind of character guy that's just going to, what can I do to help the team? What can I do to get better? If you don't get to be a college athlete by not caring about these things, but you use it as a motivation rather than something that's going to tear down the team or yourself.
Cougar color analyst Mark Durant joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. This may be a little bit of a dicey question, but if you had to project out, who is the next guy that may get their minutes cut? I can think of two guys right now. One of them is Nate Austin, just because the other low-post players are playing so well right now, both offensively and defensively. The other I can think of is Chase Fisher, just because he's struggling shooting right now. Are those the two guys that really kind of need to pick it up, or Dave Rose is going to have to find guys that are going to fill their minutes and do their job?
Yeah, I guess those are two that you really have to look at. I don't anticipate Chase to lose a lot of minutes. He showed a lot what he could do last year, and he's in a little bit of a slump, yeah, but he'll get out of it. He's a big part of this team. He's a senior. He's a leader. I think you want him on the floor. But that's not to say, listen, Cleon, the train goes. The train doesn't stop. And if you miss it, then you're behind in that little hand train thing where you're pumping up and down trying to catch up. You can't afford to not be going with the team, and they're going to leave without you if you're not on board. So I'm not so worried about that with Chase. I think he's just slumping a little bit. He's going to be fine. Nate Austin, we can't say enough great things about Nate. Watch a guy that plays that hard, one of the best rebounders ever here at BYU, great defender. But listen, you have to be able to have a way to score in the post. You have to have a jump hook as a big man. And he's just never really developed that. All those other things he does well. But when you got now three post guys that can score, score at the rim, I mean, it's tough not to have them on the floor. It's tough not to have those weapons on the floor, especially when they can rebound and can play defense and block shots like Kyle and Corbin and Jamal can. So, I mean, there's no one I'd rather have on the floor than Nate Austin, but as a seven-footer, you've got to go to that jump hook. You've got to be able to score. And he can get put-back jams and rebounds and make layups, and I'm not talking about that, but being able to go down the floor, have him post up, feed him the ball, and then go make a move, he just hasn't developed that. And it's no knock against Nate. I mean, again, one of my all-time favorites, incredible player, plays so hard. But, man, if you have guys that can score, it's hard to keep them on the floor with a guy in that's not going to score for you. So I don't know what to say about that other than that Nate will still play. He'll always play because coaches trust him, and they do know how hard he works. They know what they're going to get from him. He's a proven commodity. But, man, these other guys are playing so well and are exciting, and be able to score from the post can really make a difference for a team. So we'll see how it goes for both those guys. But, you know, I'm not too worried about either one of them. They're great young men, and I know what they can do. I've seen what they can do for a long time now. And so slumps come and go, but those guys will be here and contributing and doing the right things.
Nate also knows how to take a charge, and he'll be key when BYU plays tougher teams. Nick Emery just said yesterday that this team has found its identity. Do you think that they have found their identity, or do you think we're going to still see them tinkering with things the next couple of games, including tonight?
Well, they certainly found it for a half. I can't argue with that. They looked very good against Adams State in half, but it's Adams State, and it's a half of basketball. But I think the point that Nick is trying to say was how they were being aggressive defensively, getting after it, creating turnovers, blocking shots, playing fast, attacking. Because Adams State came out and really started to pressure them on the perimeter, and it looked more like it did against Long Beach State, where they were committing turnovers, and it just didn't look like good basketball from them. And that's how it started against Adams State. But I think they became much more aggressive. They went back door. They drove to the hoop. They got good post touches. And I think that's what they want to get to, and they got to that in the second half. So I think that's what he's saying, is that's who we want to be, and we can be. We know we can be. Now, whether they're going to now be that all the time now, I don't know. You've got a lot of young guys, Nick being one of them, playing his fourth and fifth college basketball game. So it's just inherent in that you've got young guys that haven't played, that there's going to be some tinkering. But I think that's the goal. That's who they want to be. And I think they got a taste of that the other night. And that's what they're striving for.
Last quick question for you here, Mark. Not trying to overlook Belmont this weekend, but do you think the Cougars are ready for the Huntsman Center and the Utes a week from tonight?
You know, I don't know what to think about that game. I think they'll be ready to go. I think this year will be different for them in that they can match Utah's size and physicality, which they've struggled with the last couple of times they've played them. And I think that's big. I mean, they'll be able to put some big bodies on Pirtle, and that'll be a big difference maker for BYU. So I think that's a toss-up up there. It's always tough to go up to the Huntsman Center, but I'm pretty optimistic about their chances there. But that's going to be a great in-state battle, you know, reminiscent of some of the old days when they really used to duke it out. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mark, thanks for your time. Have a good call tonight, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
All right, that is Cougar color analyst Mark Durant joining us from the Marriott Center. We need to take a break right now. After the break, we've got Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. The one thing I'm looking forward to seeing in this game tonight for BYU, and also maybe a couple of scores, including Gonzaga already playing today. We'll get to those all next here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkerama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them, like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkerama. Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
Welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live. It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at UtahCarrier.com. For the hot, we're going to go with Corbin Cafusi. That's a pretty easy one to go with on this night. He has 17 points and 14 points in his last two games, including 14 for 19 from the field. By the way, the 14 points he scored against Adams State was only in 13 minutes worth of play against Adams State. He also had three block shots against Long Beach State. Chase Fisher is your cold for the night. Poor guy. He is only 3 for 16 from the field in the last couple of games, including 1 for 12 from the three-point line and a total of 11 points in two games. So that is Hot and Cold, sponsored by your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer. The one thing I will be watching for in this game, how Nick Emery gels with the rest of the starters, and if he takes on more responsibility as the lead ball handler. May not come tonight, may have to wait a game or two for that. Also wanted to tell you, Gonzaga wins tonight in the battle for Atlantis, or this morning actually, over Gonzaga. I'm sorry, Gonzaga beats Washington 80-64 in the battle for Atlantis game. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. The Cougar Pregame Coaches Show is coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Cafusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company. Your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the BYU Marriott Center on this Thanksgiving Eve. Tonight, the BYU Cougars put on the line an eight-game home win streak against the visitors from Mississippi Valley State. It's the middle of game of a three-game BYU homestand. I'm Greg Wrubell with your play-by-play commentary. My broadcast partner, former BYU Cougar hoopster, Mark Durant. Mark, for the first time this season, we are going to see a lineup change for the Cougars. Jake Toulson goes to the bench, and Nick Emery enters the starting five on the wing. It was only a matter of time, we thought, that the future is now for one of the best recruits of the Dave Rose era.
Well, you and I have seen Nick Emery play since he was just a little kid, and so no surprise to us that he's going to play and be a star here at BYU, and it does start for him. You know, Greg, I listen to you and Mark Lyons do the football stuff. You know, I listen and I learn from you guys, experts, and I know that you have to have a deep threat or else teams are just going to come out and really pressure you and try to take certain things away from you. I think that's what we saw the other night with Nick, is that a team came out really trying to take away the passing lanes and cause BYU some problems. You put Nick in the game, he's such a great has a great ability to drive to the hoop and make teams pay for being aggressive, and he's aggressive himself defensively, so he makes both sides of the ball better, and I think it's the right move. I think he's a guy, when you have him on the floor, you're a better team, a more aggressive team, and a more dynamic team, and so I'm looking forward to watching Nick play for 4 years, Greg. I think he's going to be a terrific player here.
All right, coming up after the break, we'll hear from head coach Dave Rose about this lineup change and how his team is coming together after an early season setback when we come back to Provo as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Provo on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at lesolson.com/technology.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGproducts.net has you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
We are back inside the Marriott Center for BYU and Mississippi Valley State. The Delta Devils winless on the season. BYU 2-1 coming off a home win over Division II foe Adams State last Friday. It's the second all-time meeting between these two teams. BYU won big here 5 years ago. A short time ago, I spoke with BYU head coach Dave Rose about tonight's game and his first starting lineup change, with Nick Emery being inserted in on the guard line.
You know, we just need more confidence, I think, is, you know, we're really trying to throw the ball into the post guys, and our post guys are actually doing a pretty good job. And I think we just need another, you know, really confident scorer on the floor. And defensively, you know, Nick can give us some real good matchup issues, especially with, you know, with Kyle, his ability to take kind of the very best offensive perimeter guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we get off, what kind of start we get off to. And then every time you make a change in your starting lineup, it kind of changes your substitution pattern, your bench play, and we'll see which guys can come in and really give us a lift. So this will be hopefully we'll get off to a good start on both ends of the floor, but really looking to kind of help us offensively here.
How do you see Jake and even Zach Selyus kind of fitting into this mix now?
Well, I think that it'll probably go to you know, the guys who are playing well at the time, and you know, they'll all get minutes and they'll get opportunities. Some of it might end up with matchup situations, depending on what they match up the best. I think that right now, as far as our post you know, situation is concerned, you know, Jamal and Nate are going to get most of those you know, reserve minutes. And And then you know, I still tell our guys almost every day that, you know, we're still trying to find the, you know, the best mix where, and not where individual guys play really well, but the groups that are out there, they can play together and they have a lot of confidence. And you know, when you're dealing with a really experienced team, you know, I think it is more, you know, about the minutes that they get. When you're talking about inexperienced guys that are talented players, sometimes early in their careers, the group of guys that they're playing with can help each other's confidence. So we'll try this group and see how it goes.
How do you think Jordan Chapman's come along since shaking off that ankle injury?
I think he's playing, the minutes that he gets are really solid minutes. He's one of our better perimeter defenders as far as his ability to stay in front of guys. You know, a good rebounder. He's been, I think he's hit three or four threes when he, you know, gets an open shot. So that third or fourth guy, you know, on the perimeter, hopefully it can be a lot of guys all the time, but we'll see how it kind of shakes out here.
Meantime, you're starting 4 and 5s, and you talked a bit about the bigs coming off the bench, but you're starting 4 and 5 are averaging about 25 points, 21 rebounds a game right now between the two of them. You win a lot of games that way.
Yeah, and I think that the more that they continue to play well, the more confidence our guards will get them in, and we'll actually be able to have more positive plays out of the post. We're probably turning the ball over more than we would like in the post, and hopefully we can, you know, kind of with more touches and more experience in there, we can get more comfortable and kind of bring those numbers down a little bit.
What do you see as one of the main issues being in the post relative to turnovers? What's happening most?
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes guys get a little bit, they get in a hurry and they want to make the move before they catch it, or they want to, you know, they're so, you know, they have an advantage and they're so set on that one advantage that when it kind of closes down, that secondary move can turn into a travel or turn into maybe an offensive foul. The most important thing for us now is to catch that thing in the post and to just get a comfortable pace. And a lot of times that's the slower you go, the better you are as far as after you catch that thing.
So from one kind of traveling to another, and that's Mississippi Valley State traveling for their entire pre-conference schedule again.
Yeah, they have quite a schedule. And, you know, you look at a lot of these scores, and it looks like maybe fatigue has caught them. But the one score that really catches my attention is the Air Force score at Air Force, a 65-64 win, I think, by Air Force over Mississippi Valley. And so it's a really capable team. It's a team that right now is playing a lot of guys. They started almost a different lineup every game. But they've got you know, athletic, talented players. If you let them get into situations where they're really good at, and that'll be our defensive game plan tonight, is to try to keep them, all of them individually, in places where that's not their best options. And rebounding will be big. Well, we have a size advantage, but the other night we had a size advantage, and that really hurt us on the defensive end early because those perimeter guys got out, and we didn't get out on them. Our big guys didn't. So, you know, we'll see, get a feel for this first 4 minutes and see how it's going to be played.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Dave, thank you. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that's Dave Rose. Time now for Les Olson Company's game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage the Delta Devils?
Two things I'd like to see, Greg. One is I'd like to see BYU get off to a little bit of a stronger start. They've struggled to get off the blocks early. Maybe Nick Emery will help for that. Number two is continue to play better defense. Get better at defense. They've done a really nice job keeping percentages down. But you're going to be playing some good teams coming up here. Just keep getting better defensively. Those two things I think are critical.
All right, that is tonight's Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. The Cougar tip-off show straight ahead right here on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season. It's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535. Or call 801-288-0. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
No purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at lesolson.com/technology.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead. To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
And good evening once again from the Marriott Center on the BYU campus tonight. The 2-1 BYU Cougars take on the 0-4 Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. MVSU playing its fifth of 14 consecutive games away from home to start the season. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statisticians, BYU's sixth all-time leading scorer, Russ Larson, and Caitlin Wrubell. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studios. Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in North Carolina. You are tuned in on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our legacy flagship radio station is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also hear us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio Sirius XM 143, as well as BYUCougars.com, KSL.com, and BYURadio.org. The KSL app, the BYU Cougars app, the BYU Radio app, the TuneIn Radio app. Great to have you along with us tonight, wherever you are. Mark, if there's one thing that stands out when assessing this BYU team, I think it's the fact that the go-to guy approach has been replaced by the committee right now. No Jimmer Fredette, no Tyler Hawes, so everyone's sharing the load, and so far very equally. BYU's five starters here tonight are all averaging between 10 and 14 points per game, and the shot distribution is also very evenly spread position to position. I think BYU's a tougher team to defend right now as a result.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting philosophical question. Is it better to have kind of that superstar model, or everybody kind of the same that are very good, and it does pose some problems defensively if you're trying to stop it, but my heart and gut tells me that superstar model is the way to go. Just look at the LeBrons and the Steph Currys of the world, but I think BYU does have that, though. Even though everything seems kind of equal, I think it's acknowledged that Kyle Collinsworth is a superstar, but he's not the scoring type of superstar, so he can be a superstar and score as many as everyone else does, and that maybe that's the best of both worlds. He does so many things for you, and he's your go-to guy in a lot of ways, but just not necessarily scoring. So maybe that's the answer, and that'll be a good mix for BYU.
And there's also a chance, though, that the guy getting to start tonight, Nick Emery, could be that kind of player as his career progresses, because he's the kind of guy that can light it up, and there's that certainly potential for him. Coming up, our preview of the Cougars at Mississippi State Delta Devils continues on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. This is BYU Basketball on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the ramp goes up and makes it scores. Oh, off balance, tucked it up with the right hand.
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, to BYU and MVSU coming up top of the hour here at the Marriott Center. The Delta Devils winless on the season. BYU looking for back-to-back wins for the first time this season. The head coach of Mississippi Valley State is Andre Payne. I spoke with the coach a short time ago outside the Delta Devils locker room about his team's annual pre-conference road odyssey that continues tonight here in Provo. They actually played, they've already played four road games to open the year. They went to Nebraska, then went home for a couple of days. Then it's a four-game swing at Air Force, at New Mexico State, at Grand Canyon, and tonight here at BYU. And here's the coach on all of that.
We're back home on Thanksgiving Day, but we're back out the day after Thanksgiving on another four-game swing.
But you get to enjoy Thanksgiving for a few hours.
For a few hours, just for a few hours, get some good home cooking. But, you know, we're anxious to play this game tonight and to get back home. Just to be in the state of Mississippi, I mean, it's tough being on the road, so many games, airplane, buses, you name it, that's we're doing it.
Now, the Air Force game, I watched the end of that game. I watched a lot of that game, actually, and you, it seems like you got it won till the very, very end.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. We have so many new players. My roster is so different from last year. And so now these guys got to learn how to play together and learn how to win a ball game. We was out Marcus Romaine, who was probably our best player. He will be back tonight because he had to sit the first four games out. And so we hope that he's that gel that we need in order to get us started on the right note.
Besides that personnel situation, what has the team been lacking to this point?
We've been lacking leadership. Just being honest, Marcus is our Romaine. He is our leader. And so we've been missing him. Of course, our size hurts us tremendously, being that we don't have a lot of size in the inside. But one of the things that we have to do, we have to shoot better tonight. I mean, we've been shooting so poorly. And that happens when you're on the road so much. I mean, in and out of everybody else's gym besides your own.
Is it the kind of shots you're taking as much as the shots themselves? I mean,
oh, it's a combination of both. When you don't have that inside presence and you can go to the inside and make the defense collapse, you're forced to take a lot of three-pointer, a lot of contested mid-range shots. So therefore, our percentage is not looking good.
Against a team like BYU, where do you expect or hope to compete the best tonight?
Against them, we definitely have to speed the game up. We can't let them wear us down with their strength in the inside. And then their guards are much bigger than our guards. So we definitely have to speed the game up. But one thing about this team, I tried to warn the guys, I said they can play a full court game too. So we have to make sure that we control the clock on our offensive end. We can't afford to go down there and jack up a shot with 10 seconds on the clock. We spend too much time on defense, and so that's going to be a priority for us tonight. Not to jack up quick shots.
I look at your tempo numbers, and they're up, you know, certainly top 50, top 60, but you know BYU wants to get up and down, too. Could this game see a high number tonight?
Oh, definitely. It definitely can see a high number. If we can get in the 70s, you know, I think we have a shot, at least a competing out here. I mean, that's what we're doing now. We're trying to figure out how to compete against these schools like BYU. And so and we're puzzled right now as a team. As a coaching staff, we know what we want. Now we just got to implement it and get the players to understand what we want.
Did you have any exposure to the state of Utah before this current gig?
No, I didn't. This is actually my first time in the state of Utah. I mean, I've gotten a chance to go a lot of places now since I've taken this job. I was just discussing with my wife the other night. She said, well, baby, you know, you only lack 10 states for being able to been visit all 50 states so far.
You got some rain turning to snow tonight. It should look nice when you take off tomorrow.
Yes, I mean, we're going to enjoy the scenery. You know, my guys were highly impressed, and me too, with the mountain and the view. I mean, this is a beautiful country. And you know, it's about when you come play these teams, too. You want to get them a chance to see some different things besides, you know, where they're from.
Coach Payne, good luck. Have fun tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Andre Payne, the head coach of MVSU, and the tail end of our national anthem. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show straight ahead on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay coached.